Hello everyone, I'm Zahra. I work for Microsoft as a part of Linux Systems Group, LSG. This talk is going to be about an ongoing project that we have on hardening Linux kernel with architectural capabilities. To be clear, this is not a product by Microsoft, so it's more like an exploratory project that we want to see like if this hardware feature can be used for security issues that we want to fix on Linux kernel, and also as a part of this process, if we can find some like new vulnerabilities, attack vectors, and things like that. So I'm going to start with a very brief background, like an intro on Cherry and a state of the Merlin Linux, and then some of my work capability-based hardening and future and work and opportunities that I'm really hopeful that open source community can help us with that. So the big picture problem is that, as you all know, operating systems are really complex. We have millions of lines of code with a lot of complex abstractions, and basically any forms of proper hardening for a kernel is still an open problem. We have all kind of software-based control flow integrity approaches, compiler-based techniques for fuzzing, and all of these approaches are helpful, but we still see lots of vulnerabilities. And some of these are memory safety, many of them are memory safety, but some are also logical problems because of this complex monolithic structure of the kernel. And at the same time, Linux kernel also has different security subsystems. We have a combination of, for example, LSMs, DAC, sandboxing techniques for example, SecCom, EVPF, and still, that also in this complex stack, the proper integration and hardening of these security subsystems themselves is not also a clear. We don't have a clear solution for that. And at the same time, we also have a lot of ongoing hardware security features that are going are adding to our hardware platforms. For example, just on ARM, we have a combination of coarse grain privilege separation techniques like trustzone T's. We have more at the same time finer grain memory safety features like pointer authentication, memory tag extensions. And as we go, for example, on more modern hardware, we can have, for example, resource domain controllers, and all of these hardware features are not really, so they are there, but our operating system doesn't really use them in a fundamental way, in a basically principal approach. So this is the big picture of lots of problems that we have for both hardening the kernel and also using these hardware security features properly. And Cherry is one of fine-grained, both for memory safety and for extensible compartmentalization features. That it has a really old history from University of Cambridge. I think about 14, 15 years of research is behind it. And the concept of capability-based security models, that concept is not new. We have it file descriptor abstraction for Linux. So basically having an unforgeable token of authority that's it's for accessing any kind of sensitive object. But the novelty of Cherry is that you have this hardware software semantic approach for bringing this concept, memory safety concept, to both your hardware architecture in an instruction level, and also have the opportunity to redesign your systems stack based on that. So they have these extensions on MIPS, on RISC-V, and on recently on ARM. And also the complete example of their systems stack is based on FreeBSD. So the Linux one is a new one that's mostly ARM folks are working on. So what's Morello? Morello is basically the new development like experiments kind of like board for having for adding Cherry to ARM V8. And it's extending like basically the entire instructions with like new registers and new sets of like, and also extending like previous like systems registers for ARM. It's basically like introducing like the 129-bit pointers. So every Cherry pointer has like the besides the value, it has the whole set of like metadata that contains its bound boundary of like the memory region, the object type, and the permissions, like basically for any kind of like access to that that pointer. And ARM also has this added this notion of like controlled non-monoticity. That's basically like it's trying to also because as you know, like ARM has a six execution levels for from like EL0, EL1, EL2, and like at the same time like in the secure world. So somehow this notion of like more or less should be extended to all of these execution levels. So that's why they added this through like new exceptions sets, new executive and restrictive mode, privilege execution, and also some unsealing like operation that I'm going to describe later. So for every pointer, we have this permission set that basically you, by hardware, you can say like this like piece of memory should have what kind of like permission access. It can have like load, execute, just store, or even more complex like access controls. Like if you want to have an immutable, for example, like region, like through ceiling, or if you want to have even like systems-based like access controls, like and software-defined like base access controls, that if you want to have your own custom basically permissions to be defined for that like pointer, that capability. And the interesting thing is that like these systems, like accessing system registers that you can define to these capabilities, it's, the behavior is still is not like really affected by your like hypervisor mode, like HVC calls, SMC calls to security monitor, and also supervisor mode. So as you can see, besides like the notion of like capability, you need to like change. Basically, ARM had to change like several of like system registers, including the control registers. We have new registers, for example, for bounds, for setting like converting like pointer capabilities. Like we have to have a new like PC like. A program counter, like PCC, for example, instead of like PC. But at the same time, the execution levels for like EL0, EL1, EL2, and EL3, all of these should also be aware of the concept of capabilities. So most of like the control registers should also like they're also changed. And there are like you see like for example CTLR, it's now like capability based like CTLR. And this similar thing, for example, for trade IDs and things like that. So, for example, like the modern Linux like trade structure should have instead of like trade ID, like traditionally it has like control capability-based trade IDs or restrictive-based trade IDs. That you can find most of the details in the technical manual. Similarly, as I said, like we have a new set of exceptions for basically capability-based exceptions for any faults that you get from like permissions, like accessing them, like setting boundaries like right or wrong, so things like that. So as I said, the whole details, it's like basically a lot of details, so you can find them mostly on like Cherry site and Morello project. All of them, especially the ARM one, it's like everything is like open, so you can if anybody in community to go and check this. So about the state of Morello Linux, it's the maintainers are most from ARM. They are really doing a very good job on basically in a very short time they have a stable environment for Linux development. If you go look at that, you see that like they're already enabled most syscalls. They have distros like Debian, and they have both like if, even if you don't have like the development board, you can just use their FVP, fixed virtualization platform, something that's basically an good emulator, and the whole system is ready for experiment for both from the user space and the kernel development. They modified most of the main modifications of memory management for adding capability-based architecture and things like that they're added. The main problems now that I'm going to discuss are from the security perspective can be from the intersections of user and security, user space and the kernel space security, their interactions, their shared memory and things like that. So for example, in my experience, when I first started with enabling some of the security features to Morello Linux. And the experiment was really easy. I was just trying to for example, get the TE stack, GE driver running, adding trusted keys BBPF, being checking if the BBPF is working properly on Morello. And in most of the cases, when you want to add these features to the Morello Linux, the issues that I was seeing is minor issues. So basically mostly pointer mismatch. In the current architecture that they have a pure capability-based ABI, most of the issues coming from when you enable these features, you have traditional pointer abstractions that you need to convert them to capability-based abstraction. And for example, when I was working on enabling the UAccess, that as you know, UAccess is mostly from the Linux side. You have all of the Linux abstraction for function for communicating with the user space, passing pointers, passing shared memory, and things like that. And so this required low level capability instructions to Linux. And after we did that, changing the put user, get user and things like that, basically the kernel breaks in several places. But the break was mostly on okay, for example here, on I notify user, it says that this pointer, it's a integer user space pointer, and so it's not a capability. So basically we need to find out, dig out what kind of pointer is it's like that, it's an address or it's just an integer pointer and things like that, and try to use the abstraction, a cherry abstraction, to convert them in a secure way to a capability. And then, for example, this one was a kind of large patch that still needs more cleaning up. But after fixing this, about 50 files, but in a very a small lines of code, you have we have the user space based capability backends for Morello Linux. But the tweaks are the good thing about this process is that you can find out, dig it out, if there is a, basically vulnerability. If there were, at some of them, it was just not just a cherry. The pointer mismatch was, something that could be an issue, in future, through a memory vulnerability issues or things like that. Or if, for example, they had the boundaries right and things that can go wrong, even if we don't have cherry. So the good news is you have a lot of helper functions from the compiler for using cherry, getting setting boundaries and like converting capabilities to pointers and vice versa. So that's good. The other thing so the current state of the Merlin Linux is that there's a main root capability that basically every other capability is generated from that. What I'm working on is basically adding more like finer grain like capabilities for both ceiling, like making especially like the sensitive like parts of the user space or the kernel immutable after like the operations are done. And also like so basically we need to add more root capabilities for the user space, for like a specific capability for sealing and making the like both the some kernel subsystems and user space some system subsystems immutable. And also there we need to use better the concept of like this software defined permissions on Cherry. So one of the, for example, custom like permissions that are added on most on FreeBSD is the permission on syscalls and permission on software, for example, virtual memory. So this will kind of like let them to define like and sandboxing like environments, sandboxing of abstractions that basically is backed by Cherry. That's like this is like a really useful thing that, for example, can be like useful for eVPF or SecCom based syscall filtering. The other thing that like we are working on is that like what's basically the better combinations of like this software defined permissions for Linux sandboxing. That's basically can get a lot of like feedback. It's really useful to get feedback from eVPF guy, folks and like sandboxing people that are working on sandboxing, so see if like we can add this kind of like abstractions and integrate them properly to our Linux security subsystems. So as I said, most of the like the goal of this project at the end is like we want to use this hardware feature, like similar hardware features, for protecting Linux security subsystem, LSMs, eVPF, and NameFS. So basically, this is a very like open like area that it can be like really benefited from community and open source community to be involved. And besides that, one of the things that it's really like an early stage for it is that the whole systems stack from the hypervisor, from secure kernels and trusted execution environments. Now, for the first time, we have this option that we can like integrate fine-grained like memory protections and scalable like compartmentalization features to, for example, our trusted execution environment. And there is like a huge area of like attack vectors between the interactions of like this secure world and the normal world and like the kernel environment, and all of these like systems stack now have like a way to like to be protected from the secure RPC passing like pointers. That's basically is the main attack vectors for all of like T environments. Now we have the options to redesign these stacks based on these fine-grained security features. So to summarize, the state of Linux, the Morella Linux, is really ready for especially open source community to get involved. And there are a lot of like basically open problems that we're looking forward to like get feedback from, especially like Linux community that are working on security subsystem, to both like hardening the kernel itself, hardening the kernel security subsystems, and at the same time in adding more compartmentalization tools, sandboxing tools based on this kind of fine-grained features, because at the end, the Linux like privilege separation is really coarse grained, and most of the problems are like from like this huge monolithic stacks can be solve if we have a more like better abstraction for privilege separation and compartmentalization. Also from people like if they're working on debugging and tracing, that's also like a huge like open space for capability-based systems. How we do it securely, how we basically do it properly. Now you have these options that, for example, like instead of the, you can define, for example, secure domains for like giving some capabilities to for secure debugging. And then, for example, like don't need to be worried about shutting down security, security, for example, secure boot or like security features of your system just to do debugging, because as you know, like it's a by nature it's an insecure property. So I'm happy to get any questions if you have, and let me know if you're interested in working on this project.
Yeah, thank you for the talk.